Hello, everyone. Hello. Welcome back. This is Aging Ungracefully. My name is Afra, and we are in for part two this week. Part two of Ungracefully Fat with my guest, Courtney Versteek. It has been awesome to get some of the thumbs up and the feedback and the enjoyment from some people. I know that some people reach out and be like, the title was triggering AF. Not that that was the absolute intention, but it was intentional that it be real and it be honest and it be just forthright with what we were going to be talking about. And I think what I have enjoyed most about this episode and listening to it back and editing and hearing everything is just the rawness that Courtney has throughout, the realness that she has throughout. You can really see her personality come out. And I just really genuinely appreciate that Courtney came on and gave me the time and was still a lovely guest. And I really also appreciated that after years of knowing each other, we got an opportunity to kind of catch up in such a really cool format, which leads me to my next point. If you are a fan of the podcast, if you are somebody who feels like you have something to say, if you feel like you want to put your hand up and say, look, nobody told me this was going to happen as I got older, or I never thought this would happen in a million years as I got older, please do not hesitate to reach out. We would love to incorporate you in an episode. You can reach me at aging.ungracefully.podcast@gmail.com. My brain just stopped. Sorry about that, guys. Or you can find me on Instagram at aging.ungracefully.podcast. We get real. We get low. We drop our ass to the floor. And we wore apple bottom jeans. Either way, guys, I hope you really enjoy part two of this week's episode. And I'm very, very excited to hopefully hear from some of you in the future. All right. 100. What I love about that is I think that you've touched on so many important points for anybody who's younger and listening and struggling with their own body image, is that like you can just be, and you're going to be happier just being than you're going to be if you're for vanity reasons specifically counting carbs and cutting out your favorite meals and being insanely particular about, you know, what you're doing and how you're doing it. Because, you know, eat the pasta, get on the airplane, enjoy the candy apple. Like, you only get one body for life. And I think, I don't know about you, but for me, like, when I'm restricting myself as a person, I'm not happy. Like, I'm not happy. I want to do things that obviously nourish my body, like you said, for health reasons. Mm-hmm. But also, like, sometimes I'm just going to eat the thing that upsets my stomach, because it's like, you live one life. You live one life, eat the fucking pasta. Like
Taco Bell, YOLO.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. You want to go hard, you're going to get that cheesy gordita crunch, and you're just going to love it for a minute. Like, I don't even know if they still make those. But, like, you know, just enjoy yourself. And I really, really appreciate that about what you said. I think that my next kind of question for you is, what I love is that I feel like you've got this internal power and this internal dialogue that's incredibly healthy. And I know, like, that's painting probably a snapshot of what it's like day to day. But what I really love about it is that you're so empowering the way that you speak about yourself, and knowing that, you know, the people who've obsessed about vanity and the idea of what they need to be don't get to have that same happiness. They're not experiencing that same joy. And something that, like, clicked in for me is that just because you're a skinny person or just because you're really pretty doesn't mean you have a better life than somebody who's overweight or not conventionally beautiful. Mm-hmm. And I think that's important for us to recognize and important to shout out and call out and say, like, people need to be happy from within. And happiness from within comes just with owning your own shit and owning who you are. And that's what I love about so much about what you said. My question for you, though, is that, you know, we've kind of touched on it a little bit, but how do you feel in regards to how you've been treated by others? I think that something that I've recognized is that I get treated by others like way shittier than I will treat myself. And then that starts to, like, the yeah. loop of, like, how shitty I think I am, even though I'm like, yeah. I'm not. Yeah. So I think my question is to you is that, how have you been treated poorly by others? And, like, how do you own that? How do you curb that behavior? How do you course correct those people?
Well, Everything stems from when we were younger, right? Like, it, again,
Yes.
you recognize that we didn't know what fat phobia was. You know, we come from the generation when we were like in elementary. I bet you're going to totally identify with this. I remember this, it's kind of unrelated, but it speaks to like how crazy we were when we were little. Like, being little kids and like the popular like burn would be like, suck it. Like, we didn't know what suck it meant, but we would say, yeah, suck it.
And like, what was that?
Yeah, and it was just like crazy. I think back now, I'm like, Jesus. but and the why I bring that up is that, you know, when we're younger, we don't realize, you know, the impact of what we say to someone when they're that young and that impressionable, go and haven't even hit puberty yet. So when I was younger, I was teased a lot by classmates because I wasn't even bigger. Like, God, I was slightly chubby. Like, I wasn't even overweight when I was younger, but compared to a lot of the girls that were in my class, I was the overweight one. And it's wild, like, looking at, and like I mentioned before, looking at photos and looking at what I thought I was and what I looked like to what I actually was in a photo is just fucking mind-boggling. Like, I can't believe how my brain, like, basically told myself that, oh yeah, you're fat, like, you're overweight. And it I mean, that goes hand in hand with body dysmorphia. But growing up, people would treat me differently. I think I've been called fat bitch more than I want to recall. Mostly during my teens. And because, you know, when people are trying to get at you, that the first thing they go to is your weight. No matter what it is, like, they're mad at you. Well, you're fucking a fat bitch. I'm like, what does that have to do with what we're talking, like, why we're fighting? And that, yeah, it's so funny. That's still rings today. Why is our go-to like insult for people that are bigger? It was like, well, you're a fat bitch. Well, okay. Well, you're ugly and you can't fix ugly. Yeah, and even as an adult, looking at how people treat me, I feel like they treat me with kid gloves.
Yes.
Especially in a corporate world. It's so uncomfortable because, you know, we feel like we need to tiptoe around the fact that we are overweight and that we would have to just suck it up and not ask for accommodations. For example, like, having a chair that's a little bit sturdier to sit at, or asking to have an extra seat on a flight. I remember on my honeymoon, I had to ask for a seatbelt extender, and that was devastating to me. I've never gone through that, and I was sobbing in my seat when I got back to sit down, because that was a real blow. That hurt, and I hadn't cried like that over my weight in a long time. And then on my honeymoon again, I was too big to ride some of the rides at Universal Studios because they don't accommodate for bigger or taller people. And it didn't, and I mean, it's for safety reasons, of course, but the way that I was treated was appalling. I recall one person at a park was like, well, you're too big, sorry, deal with it. Literally, that was what they said to me. I had never outright been treated like that in years because of my weight. It was devastating. I wrote a scathing letter to Universal and I never heard back.
I'm really glad that you wrote those bitches and you were like, look, motherfuckers, like, yeah. I get it. Like, I agree with you. Like, yeah, of course, there are safety precautions that they have to take. And I understand that. But the kid gloves, like, we're adults and there's always better ways to handle things than just being like, yo, you're too fucking fat. Get off the ride. You know what I mean? Like, there's just yeah, it's like, thanks. Needed that today. Like, why not, you know, saying, hey, I'm sorry. But due to safety reasons, you can't ride this ride, you know, like, yeah, due to there's just better ways of handling it things. And I think that we're at this weird impasse right now where we have an older generation, and even I think our generation, some scattered and littered throughout, where fat phobia is so common and it's so rampant, and people don't realize the stupid shit that comes out of their fucking mouths. Like, oh, your camera turned on.
I figured it out. I was like, what is this? Oh my God.
Keep that. Loving it. Loving it. I absolutely am going to. But what hits me about it is that, like, I'm digging it. I'm here for it. what hits me about it is that the fact that, you know, the fat phobia is so rampant in certain areas that people are like, oh, well, fat phobia doesn't exist. It's like, well, when you live in a world that will constantly treat you like a fucking child for being a person that is not, you know, a slim person or a digestible for others person, like, it's extremely real. It's extremely fucking real. It sucks to go out and do things that you would normally do all the time or others can do all the time and have to ask for accommodation and have to ask for a little bit more or be clear in your communication around things because it makes others uncomfortable. And then it also makes you uncomfortable because, like, you are fine with how you look, but somebody else's fucking response can be shitty. And it's for me, it's always that fear of, like, somebody else's fucking response to me more than myself.
Yeah. And it's scary how a lot of people, like, it's all along the spectrum. Like, their response could be either, you know, they're trying to be like, okay, are you going to be okay? To, yeah, like, they're literally sick to their stomach because they're looking, yeah, at you. And that's their own. That has to do with their own just grossness. Like, ugh. People that are physically, like, disgusted by bigger people, like,
I feel like there's so many more things. Yeah, like, I feel like there's so many more fucking important things to be worried about. I don't know, the fucking planet's on fire. Like, why is my body any of your concern?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's terrifying. There, yeah, exactly. There are worse things in the world than, you know, my obesity.
Yes, 100%.
And how I'm around you. Do you think, yes, I'm going to absorb you? Or
like, this isn't a horror movie. Like, if you get close to me, you'll be fine. I promise.
Fat, yeah, it's catching.
Well, and that's just it. And people act like it is. Like, there's this stigma around it that, like, if you get too close, like, you might catch a case of the fats. And it's just like, what the fuck? Yeah, yeah, exactly. Like, does it really matter? Does it? And I think, too, like, I don't want to, like, say, like, you know, for health reasons, it's not important to be health conscious. But I think that something that people constantly don't think about is that just because you're fat doesn't mean you're unhealthy.
Absolutely. And
I don't know if you've faced that in your lifetime. I'm sure you have.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Like, my whole life. And it's sad because it's more so close to home that I feel that. My family, they're concerned, yes. And I would be too. Like, you look at a picture of me from, like, I mean, even 5 years ago to now, it's scary because I've gained so much weight in so little time, and it's just constant, it's progressive. Like, it's just like this escalating, like, hill that I keep climbing, unfortunately. And it's not because I'm, you know, eat McDonald's every night or binge. It's the fact that my body just hates me. And I mean, I love to cook. I love to cook, and I love to cook vegetables. And I've And that's one thing that my husband loves, is that I've given him a new love for vegetables as well, because he never ate it. He was a meat and potatoes guy. Mm-hmm. But growing or close to home, it's trying, what am I trying to say here? Unlearning is huge with understanding why people are fat. Mm-hmm. Unlearning stereotypes is extremely difficult for people. I'm not diabetic, but people thinking that people get the diabetes from eating too much. I mean, that is such a minuscule part of how someone becomes diabetic, and it's mostly to do with how your body takes in or provides insulin. It's your body not being able to do it. It has nothing to do, and it's also incredibly genetic. Like, it's 90% to do with genetics. But and that too with fatness, it's like that. And yeah, every time, I would say almost every time I visit family, it comes up.
Yep.
And it's, yep. I've worked so hard to not be obsessed with being sad, mm-hmm. about being overweight. It's taking, mm-hmm. years to get past that wall, mm-hmm. of just wallowing in, I'm gonna be fat forever. Mm-hmm. You know, you at some point you just kind of gotta move past it and live your life, like it,
yep,
and do what you want, because yep. You only have one life and you don't know how long it's gonna be. So
absolutely
eat that
taco. Cheesy gordita crunch. Yeah, enjoy that gordita.
Yeah.
I wanted to, exactly, maybe Taco Bell will sponsor this. Like, I'm all for it. I wanted to ask you, in listening to you say that, something that kind of came to mind was, and I don't know if you know this, I'm a pop culture foodie. Like, I'm a junkie when it comes to pop culture. And it's a problem. Like, it's, I know way too much about movies. I know way too much about music. It's ridiculous.
But I am the human IMBD. I know every actor, same. In anything, who produced it, who scored the movie. I can
yep.
I can hear that little detail in the score. I'm like, oh, that's what's his fuck. Like, it's
yeah, I love
it's
that
passion.
Yeah, it really is. Samesies. And I don't know if you know this, but Lizzo won an Emmy last night for her show, her new show. And the name is escaping me. Big Girls, something Big Girls. I don't know. Have you watched the show?
Yes.
Excellent.
Yeah.
What were your feelings and thoughts? Because I feel like for me, that shit shattered so many stereotypes. Like, big girls aren't active. Yeah. Big girls aren't going to move. Bitch, those fucking girls were kicking higher than
anybody's my God. They were so flexible. And the stamina.
Right. Fucking stamina.
Yeah. And people just don't understand. Like, that's from, so their stamina, that is from years of hard work. Yes. To move a body that is bigger and in the way that they do, man alive, they all are winners, because
yes,
it's tough, and it's tough on your body to, especially because, I mean, you're the joints and everything. Mm-hmm. It's amazing that they're doing that. Like, and they're all extremely beautiful women.
100. I watched quite a few. I haven't finished it yet, but I was watching it and I was like, this is amazing. I have never seen representation of big women on TV that's not a secondary character. That's not some sort of weird, nerdy basement dweller that only comes out to fantasize.
The Melissa McCarthys. And,
yeah, the Melissa McCarthys of the world.
Who else is it? That girl... that was in The Duff.
Oh, Mae Whitman.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because she's chubby, right?
Yeah. Like, yep.
Give me a break. Like,
100% something like bodies. There was Criminal Minds, the one who plays Penelope. I don't know her real name at all.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about, because apparently someone told me I looked like her. I'm like, what does that mean? What does that mean? fat people look alike? I don't know.
apparently. But like, what got me is that like her whole character is obsessing about the good looking guy. And is like being in love with a good looking guy and like flirting with a good looking guy. And it's just like people, I wish that they had more like fat people writing characters, because mm-hmm. we all ain't like that. Like we're not all best friend characters in a movie. We're real fucking people. Don't every even single day.
Okay. Do you watch the cult show This Is Us?
Yes, I do, with Chrissy Meiser.
Okay, I have words. I watched 10 minutes of the first episode and I shut that shit off. Because one, it's like what soap operas do. It's emotional torture. Mm-hmm. They just prey on... they prey on your emotions. They know what 100. You want to watch. They know that you're going to continue watching because you're like, oh God, I need to see what happens to her. Okay.
Yeah.
Not all big people are like that. Like not. Mm-hmm. And I try to explain this to people that are not big. And also to my family. I'm like, because they became obsessed with it. They're like, you should watch it because she goes through a struggle that's like similar. No, it's not similar to what I went through. I was never to that point where I'm like, like it was just, I appreciate what they were trying to do to represent bigger people, but mm-hmm. I felt like it was just, it was pandering.
Yeah.
To me.
Absolutely.
As a bigger person, I was just like, fuck that shit. I'm not watching it. Nope. Yep. I mean,
I get
all
that.
The power to her, and as an actress, good for her, to, you know, but I just, no, couldn't do it.
Mm-mm. I feel that. I think that TV and media paints these ideas of big women and big people in general that is just so, like, it's a broad stroke, and, like, we're all going to go through, and you're right, that the internal struggle of being a big person is not the same for everybody at all, and I hate that they always kind of paint the big characters as having this huge internal struggle where they are just like the misfits of the fucking land and the forgotten toys and like,
yes,
you know, somehow Santa didn't put them together.
What's her name? Yeah. Zixi's from Glee. That's what I see. Yeah. They're like, that is literally like the stereotype of bigger women, right?
100%. We're all just really fucking angry or really fucking sad. And like, we don't have any other personality traits than sad and angry. Or like just pining, like we're pining over things. And so I lived for Lizzo's show, because I think that she painted a really real picture of what people are like when they're big, and it's just like everybody else. We have our own shit too. Like, there's nothing, we're not a special pod of people, we are people. And I think what I really loved about that show, but the whole point of why I was bringing up Lizzo was to say, like, how do you feel like her representation in media, or just representation in media, has affected you as a bigger person? And like, I know you've kind of touched on it already, but, you know, how do you feel like that has either propelled you in a different direction, or how that has like pissed you off enough to be like, fuck this shit? Like,
it's a different type of representation. It's, I feel like she's more genuine about it. I mean, I love the fact that she's like, here I am, my jelly's in your face. Mm-hmm. And all the power to that. Like, I like that she purposefully does that in your face. Like, this is my butt. Here it is. I'm going to wear what I want. I'm going to wear what, you know, some model or whatever is going to be wearing. And you can't say boo about it. Like, example, current events, Britney Spears.
Yes.
You see her like twirling about, like completely naked in her underwear, in a dress, whatever. Whatever she's wearing, doesn't matter. She's twirling around being Britney. And I mean, people are like, okay, well, she's, they're focusing on like, okay, she looks great, but she's slightly off her rocker. Mm-hmm. But then, you know, if Lizzo does that, it's just about her weight. Yeah. Nothing else. It's, yeah, it, everything will be about her weight. And
100%.
And I think she knows that too. Like, a lot of the attention in the media she would get will be about her weight. And that's why she's like, her music means a lot to a lot of people because she's good at what she does. It's, mm-hmm, it's good music. And yeah, I think that's why Adele is so popular too. I mean, she is her voice. And then when she lost her weight, it was, people were just shocked and like mad that, mm-hmm, she like caved. Well, she did it because she wanted to, whatever, who cares. If, mm-hmm, if you liked her, then it should be about her voice, not her body. 100%. So with what Lizzo was doing is, she's making it about her body because people are going to make it about her body anyway.
Yes.
I like that. Like, she's, same, taking control of like the narrative concerning her body, and she's not letting anybody else, like, you know, I mean, people are going to be negative, whatever, but, mm-hmm, she's literally doing it for herself.
Yes. That's, and that's it. Like, I love that about Lizzo too, because I think you're right. She controls the narrative. She knows people are going to make it about her body regardless of what she does. I think even in, I don't think it was her Emmy acceptance speech, but she won another award a few days ago, and it's award season, I'm sure it's somewhere, but she won another award a few days ago, and she quoted Nicki Minaj and saying to so-and-so who talked about me in the press, like, you know, I'm still doing it. And it's because somebody had written an article about her being fat and how that they tried to basically diminish her achievements because she's a fat person. Mm. And I just love that she fucking got up there and like straight up was like, go fuck yourself. Yeah. 'Cause you're right. Like, people are going to talk about it anyway. And there is such a significant difference when it comes to like the Britney Spearses of the world, who like, girl can literally twirl around naked as fuck and everybody's like, free Britney. But then you have a bigger woman who is like, got her tits in a sports bra, like Lizzo's Yitty line, and people are like, yeah, put some fucking clothes on. Like, it's just,
yeah, why does it's her, more does like even... free Willy. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's free Britney, yeah, free Willy. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've just seen that comment. Yeah.
It's... And there's like hyper fixation on it. There's this hyper fixation, mm-hmm, on like how Lizzo needs to put on more clothes instead of like the support of like, do you not think that she's probably struggled with mental health her issues herself in her life because people are shite? Like, let's be real here. So I just feel like there's this huge double standard. And I want to lead into Britney Spears' post today. So we talked about, which is how we prompted to finally get together.
It's so weird how that came up today.
It truly was. I'm gonna find it. Hold on. I'm gonna find it.
I have it up. I have. Do you? It's funny because, do you follow Oh No They Didn't?
No, I didn't. Do not.
Okay. So, okay. There. It's interesting. So this, the post that we're talking about, there are theories also that it's not Britney, and that, yeah, it's like someone this on her team, or it's her dad, or it's, oh my gosh, there's so many theories around this, but it's funny. So I thought this was hilarious. Someone's like, well, maybe she has an iOS 16 and it's adding the punctuation during dictation, so it could be her, but it couldn't. But how do you explain all these like natural pauses? That's not Britney. Like, people are just deep diving, and it's bizarre. Yeah. But what I wanted to say, she also followed up with, that's not what I meant, and by no means was I being critical about this, but she said it. But she, like, she's trying to deny that she said what she said. It's wild. Mm-hmm.
I think that what, well, I'm gonna say the post. The post is, yeah, quick picture quote for those of you who do not have or follow Britney Spears, but it's a picture quote, and it says, I found there was the only way to look thin, hang out with fat people. And it was a quote by Rodney Dangerfield. And yeah, first off, fuck Rodney Dangerfield. Like, that guy, yeah, is something else himself. Yeah. But like, to just Britney posting that, there's two things that really bothered me about that post. One, you have millions of followers. Mm-hmm. And I understand that she's like, apparently, and like, I get it. People think it's not her, but like, she's crawling out of her cave right now of being in isolation with her, in her life for the past however long. But the issue is that specific thing not only promotes, again, fat phobia, but it promotes this idea that like, you have to, like, your only way of looking better is to look, stand next to somebody who looks worse. And yeah. I was like, that's fucking bullshit. And that's shitty. And like, even if she's like, oh, I didn't mean it about Christina, it doesn't matter what you meant about Christina. That post in and itself ain't it. And yeah. It's gross.
And with the context of her, like, constantly posting these elaborate twirling posing videos. Yeah. I mean, the posts literally feeds, like, those posts feed this post. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm like, I 100% feel like those are her feelings. Like, but that's, she's a nature of her, or she's a product of her environment. Like, that's how she grew up. And I mean, I'm not letting her off the hook at all. Mm-hmm. But it... And this goes the same with a lot of people that are fat phobic. They feel that way because that's how they grew up. Like, those were, as gross as it is, their values were, you know, be thin, don't be fat. Like, they grew up watching The Biggest Loser. Like, yeah. And that was one of the most popular shows in the 2000s. Like, you're literally glorifying eating disorders and then are shocked or mad that these people aren't successful because they didn't follow through with their weight loss. Mm-hmm. But I mean, the fact that she she is really playing with fire by being so open and opinionated about her feelings about fatness. Mm-hmm. I think it's just as dangerous as how Trump is about being racist openly. Mm-hmm. It's giving permission to people to be disgusting. Mm-hmm. And being hypercritical of people that are overweight. And again, it's still it's glorifying perfection of thinness.
Yes, I agree. I agree. I think that, you know, there's enough shit in the world. There's enough people who are still living like this shit's 1985. Like, there's enough of the garbage rhetorics out there in regards to fat people, and if it be in regards to their health or related to their body or related into what we think bigger people are or who they are, that, you know, somebody in Britney Spears's echelon of a magnitude of popularity and fame to post something like that, it influences others. What I did appreciate though about reading through some of the comments on the post were that there were a lot of people who were like, this ain't it, sis. Like, why the fuck would you post this? Like,
well, yeah, what is going I on? Commented. Yeah. I'm like, wow.
Straight
because, like,
up.
What else? I just don't. People need a license to, like, when they have that big of a following, honestly, like, it should be mandatory that they have someone to edit. But I mean, that goes, I guess, you know, the
conservatorship and stuff.
The privacy thing and the free speech thing, right?
Yeah, the American stuff.
Yeah, you know, all that stuff. Yeah.
I appreciate that that we've been able to talk a little bit about that, because I think it's important for us to acknowledge that it's not just about when you and I were growing up. It's not just about, you know, what we went through growing up. It's about that this stuff is very real and it's very now and it's very current and it's still happening, and it's still happening loudly and with people of large followings, and it's opening doors to still be hateful and it's opening doors for people to think that they should continue to, you know, be dicks, to be honest. But what I genuinely appreciate is that we've been able to have that conversation, because I think it's important for people to hear. Like, the podcast is about talking about our stories and our own struggles and our own acknowledgements. And I think that not reflecting on what's happening in current events is it's a disservice to people, because I think we have to acknowledge that, you know, this shit, even as we get older and we change and we grow, there's still people who haven't, and there's still people who continue to follow that same like channel of just narrow-mindedness and also trends. Like, it was a big thing in the early 2000s to hate fat people. And now it's there's more people being like, not cool, sis. Like, if Britney would have posted that 15 years ago, people would have thumbs up that fucker so fast. Yeah. There would have been smiley faces all over that shit. And now, like, we've changed our – a lot of people have changed their mindsets and been more understanding of, like, what causes obesity in people. It's not just health. It can be emotional trauma. It can be all of that stuff. It can be – I think most things are rooted out of trauma. But realistically, it can be so much more. And I think that that's really important to acknowledge. But, my friend – we are at the point where we're going to start wrapping it up. So before we go, first off, thank you so much for being a part of this. Thank you for talking so openly, so honestly. It's been an absolute fucking pleasure and joy to talk with you. So thank you. Yeah, I want
no, thank you.
I want to ask you, like, one last question. What are some words of empowerment or something that you have learned that you want to leave others with today, going away from this episode and to think about going forward from today?
I think one thing I want to convey is that, as cheesy as it sounds, but you need, but it 100% is true, you need to learn to love yourself before you can, you know, put yourself out there and let people into your life and begin to be truly like on a road to what we would define as happiness. It's taken a very long time to fall in love with myself and in a, not like in a narcissistic way, but just be kind and accepting, and constantly remind myself that, you know, I am a speck in the universe. And honestly, if you focus on things that at the end of the day won't mean anything in 20-30 years, you're just wasting time. You're just wasting time that you can take to be happy and enjoy your life to the fullest. Eat what you want in moderation, but always have something, you know, behind your decision making. I'm doing this because I love myself. I love myself. And you keep saying that and keep practicing that mantra, and hopefully, you know, someday it'll come true.
I love that. I resonate with that so hard. I think something that I've learned after the ending of my last relationship was just reminding myself that I'm worthy of love by myself, regardless of anybody else's thoughts, opinions, or feelings. And that exactly what you said is, like, I'm not somebody who's always like, oh, you have to love yourself before you're happy with somebody else. But I think that there's a deep part of you that needs to love yourself to be happy with yourself. And that's so important. So amazing words, my friend.
Like, yeah, we could talk about this for hours.
Same.
Hours.
Same. Yes. Thank you so much for being on. I genuinely appreciate it. And I'm very, very excited. And hopefully we get to do this again in the future.
Yeah. Yeah. I love talking. And I love, like, the fact that I have a setup and I figured out the camera.
It was amazing. Yeah. It was so amazing.
Like, just what does this do? Slide. Oh, shit. It's a camera.
I love that. Oh, I love gosh. That for us. All right. Well, have an awesome evening, my friend. Thank you so much again for joining me.
You as well.
Bye. Bye.